Dreamscape presents Deep River Promise by Jackie Ashenden, narrated by Ava Lucas. Chapter 1. Damon Fitzgerald woke with an excruciating headache and the sense that he was being stabbed slowly but relentlessly through one eye. The headache was familiar, usually a sign he'd imbibed a little too heavily the night before. But the stabbing sensation, not so much. Cautiously, he raised one hand to touch the eye currently being stabbed, only to encounter his own eyelid. So, not being stabbed then. That was a relief. He was still a little disoriented, though, and his mouth felt like the bottom of a birdcage. So it took him some time to realize that the stabbing sensation was coming from the sunlight shining through a gap in the curtains and straight into one eye. Sun. He hadn't seen the sun for at least 3 days, due to the weather being crap, which was strange for L.A. Which was when he remembered that he wasn't in L.A. He wasn't even in Juneau, where he'd been for the last couple of weeks. No, it was worse than that. Way worse. He was in a room over the Happy Moose Bar in a tiny, privately owned town called Deep River, smack bang in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. And he'd been stuck here for 3 days because the weather had been so bad he hadn't been able to fly out. Damon lay there for a moment as the realization settled through him, trying to reorient himself, because he'd definitely over-imbibed the night before, and this hangover had teeth. Then, with a sudden start, he remembered that sun was a good thing. Sun meant the weather was better, which in turn meant he could get the hell out of here and back to L.A. Rolling off the bed, he dragged himself over to the French doors that led onto the room's tiny balcony, shoved them open, and stumbled out onto the balcony itself, just to check that the sun was real. Sure enough, though it must have been early in the morning, the sun was actually shining, the sky a bright, almost painful blue, making the white caps of the mountains looming on all sides look extra white and extra sharp. Ahead of him was the deep, rushing green of the river the town was named for, Deep River. It had been settled during the gold rush at the end of the 19th century by the West family, who'd bought the land Deep River sat on, and leased out bits of it to anyone who wanted a place to call home. A quirky little town, as Damon had spent the last 3 days finding out. Deep River consisted of a ramshackle series of buildings clustered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?